views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, excited for today's show. Benny, thank you so much for shooing away this bomb cyclone, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. I made it through the icky cold weather on the East Coast as it went from minus 10 wind chill last week to this week estimating at 65 degrees. Go figure. So what's on the agenda for today's show? It's readings day. I'm taking your calls all hour. Today I'm doing a not one, not two, but three card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. As we start this 2018 year, give me a call if you're struggling with a decision and just not sure what to do, perhaps feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change that situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. Now, if you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as for me, I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines are now open for to get a reading. Give Benny a call. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome. Just a brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, which is what my whole focus is all about. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use your own energy for movement forward so joy can be embraced, all from a place of great strength that you created. I use tarot as the primary medium to connect with intuition. Please know I am not a fortune teller. My readings are not predictive, as I believe that messes with free will. I can totally understand the desire to know when something is going to happen. I understand because I want to know myself. I'm just as nosy as anybody else. However, it actually can make a person feel even more frustration when you get that, because the path to get to the place of joy can seem so challenging to overcome if no path is laid out. This yields more frustration and more stress. My focus as a professional tarot card reader has always been to serve as a guide in the background, where the real magic and transformation takes place unaided by an outside metaphysical practitioner, but powered solely by you. I liken my work to that of a mainstream metaphysical midwife. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can choose to go through to do anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career of passion and purpose, embrace inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that is unfamiliar or out of the comfort zone. My company, by the way, is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we go really into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your power and strength, can move that energy. So now you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. And in addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthdays, bridal showers, wedding receptions, ladies' get-togethers, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy love. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today I'm using the Rider-Waite deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can just look up the cards online to see them, but I will also do my darndest to describe them as well. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I will cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which for me is my left hand. I use the non-dominant hand because that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I will fan the cards face down in front of me, and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name, practically literally sticking to my fingers. I liken it to a fish catching the line of a bait. As always, I like to start by saying the little disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. Finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. You know, I look at this as the visual representation of the little voice inside that we're just always overruling. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So why wait another moment? Let's just get to our very first call. Nancy, Nancy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you too. Is there anything that I can answer a question for or address something for you?
Yes, I just turned 65. And
congratulations.
For years,
happy birthday.
I was for years in a dental profession, which was not in sync with my internal being. And I've always felt more like a gardener and more of a free spirit, and had passions for animals. So I'm on the brink of really wanting to be true to myself and joyful. And I wanted to know, I've been attempting to focus on this and trust my intuition, and I'm interested in knowing if I'm getting there and being more in tune with my body.
Well, I love that question. I have no answer for you, but hopefully the cards will have some answers for you. While you were talking, I pulled. While you were talking, I pulled three cards, and let's find out. Ooh, love it. Okay, first of all, I got some validation for you. So the very first card that comes up is the Page of Swords, my favorite card out of all 78 cards, because this is my card that I symbolize as the inner child. In this card, you have a picture of a young boy or girl with a sword on top of a hill, and the kid's got like a sword in his hands, and he's just having the time of his life, ready to take action, because swords talk about taking action. So when this card is coming up in the core position, it's talking about that your inner child is saying, all right, Nancy, I understand you did all the other stuff for a long time, and I've been waiting, and now it's my turn. And so, yeah. And no matter how old we are, I always say that whether you're 18, you're 88, 108, we're always best served when you let your inner child do the leading and doing the navigation, being your GPS. You always have the keys to the car. Now, of course, there's times in life where it's just not feasibly possible. And your inner child understands that, but what happens is that still sending those messages, and when we tend to, not saying that you're doing it, in fact you're doing the opposite, but a lot of times what will happen is that there's no reason why we shouldn't be listening to that inner child, but we don't. And that's when your inner child is having a pounding attack downstairs and just saying, hey, what about me? But for this card to be coming up in this core position, please take this as validation that you are honoring your unique journey, and your journey is going to look like that of nobody else on this planet. Your right. journey includes letting that voice lead the way for this new and glorious chapter, because you are just getting started. So far, I am totally digging this. You are... please take this as total validation that you are, it's not that you are attempting to focus, because you had said that you were attempting to focus on this. You are focusing mm-hmm. on this. And I am going to keep you as well as me in suspense through the break, because I can't wait to find out what these other two cards are. But please hang on with me, because we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to finish talking with Nancy. Plus, we've got more readings to do. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call. 800-930-2819. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great holiday, gonna have a ball, and that ain't all. Gonna chase the blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great holiday, gonna have a ball, and that ain't all. Gonna chase the blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading for callers. First card representing your current situation. Second card representing something challenging or blocking you. Third card representing advice. If you'd like to get a reading today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So right before the break, I was in the middle of a reading with Nancy. Nancy, are you still with me?
I am. I'm very interested in what you're saying.
Well, I'm interested to find out what's going on next, but thank you. And I also love that we came back with that song, Ringing in a Brand New Year, just because that's exactly what's happening for you today. So I love it. Today, yesterday, tomorrow, all year long. So I love it.
Great.
So we started with the first card, which is the core card, which is the Page of Swords, which talks about the inner child, giving you validation that you are absolutely in tune, listening to her, letting her set this course forward. Something challenging or blocking, however, is the Five of Pentacles. Now, in this card, you see two individuals, which is all you, left brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, and it looks like a pretty bleak card because they're outside in the cold, which is where it was here last week, and they're trying clearly to find an entrance. One part is one person is a woman and she's kind of bundled up and she's just staring straight forward as she trudges ahead. The other person is the man and he's got a broken ankle and he's got crutches, which I like to look at as two wands. And so they are clearly right outside a community home, whether it be a church, synagogue, mosque, whatever. And the entrance to that place, that entrance of feeling connected, because right now there's this feeling of being like, how do I bridge that gap? How do I find the entrance? How do I find that place of connection? And you are letting that intellectual part, the analytical, that great brain part of you lead the way. Yet, it is that other part, that more creative part, which perhaps has been a little bit put on the shelf for a little bit, and that's the part that's best served in finding the entrance. Because again, they're standing right outside this place. Clearly the entrance is right there. But the person who's in lead is the analytical brain, and maybe that person's role is not good at finding the entrance. It's the other person who's like calling out saying, hey, don't forget about me. So for this card to be in a challenge or a block position talks about that your intent is right on target, A++. What's challenging or blocking is just the feeling that you have to think your way to a place of connection. You have to think your way to find the solution. You have to think your way to direct the next steps. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I've been fighting that. I've been really fighting that because that's been my whole life of talking my way out of a natural course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? First of all, cut yourself a break. It's all a journey. We're all on this journey together. We've all got the unique paths, and it's the past. Your day-to-day is a product of all of the encounters, all the ups and downs, twists and turns that you've experienced today. And so, just like the song said, we're ringing in a brand new year. We're starting that year now, but analytically thinking your way through is a habit. And so if habits were easy to break, then stopping smoking, drinking, being healthy, eating right would not be billion-dollar industries. So the creative part just needs a little bit of encouragement. And also there needs to be some faith that as you start taking steps forward, paths appear. As you start going into a place where perhaps analytically it doesn't feel possible, still your creative vision, your own oomph that your inner child is calling out has to be listened to. And so it doesn't have to make sense. And give yourself permission to go on the journey to find some connections without it necessarily making intellectual sense right now. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And people I've talked to, I've connected with a couple of people just by phone, friend in Michigan for a long time, and someone here. And the one thing they say that makes a difference in their life is I make them laugh. And I bring a lightness to their being, and some of them being in difficult scenarios by their locations. And so I think I would like to go outside my box and see if I can bring a different perspective and maybe try going, like, doing a little going on stage and just do a little trial there for my out-of-the-box thinking.
I love it. And you know what? You might hate it. But we don't know unless we give it a try. And at the same time, as you know, if you've listened to the show before, cut out words like hoping, wanting, trying, thinking about, working on. Those words add absolutely zilch to the sentence, but they physically and energetically keep you making it so you feel like you're pushing against that wind, making you work twice as hard but only getting half as far. Simply by taking out those words, we can use that energy. You're pushing that energy to your back, which is now serving as momentum. And you know, to go along with that, just to the advice card is the moon. And in the moon, you see those two energies, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, sort of trapped on this desert island, but they're clearly trapped between two very distinct places. The first is the past, which is represented very clearly by this scary-looking lobster that's attempting to come up onto the shore. The future, however, where it is not anywhere near the past. We always have a feeling like if we go forward, we're actually making a circle and just ending up backwards. And that's not the case. But the future is represented by this tiny, windy road that you can't see where it's going. So we don't want to go backwards. That looks icky. We don't want to go forward because that looks icky because our intellectual brain, our analytical brain, is not able to see where the end result is. So from an advice perspective, it's just take things, you know, if you were wanting to lose 100 pounds and you set out saying, I need to lose 100 pounds, you will most likely stay blocked. However, if you say, I'm just going to focus on the first five, that now we can deal with it. We're going after five. Once there, it's like, decide, do I want to lose another five? You know, or am I happy here? And so take it step by step, take it piecemeal, take it on the road. And I encourage you to look at the moon card online if you don't have one, because it's just take the road that you can see. As I always say, go through open doors, but honor red flags. And every time the brain is tries to interject and say, yeah, but where's this leading to? Just bless it. Thank you for keeping me safe. I'm just going on a little bit of a journey. I don't know where it's going to lead, but I could always go back to dental work. Yeah, we're going to just lie. Let's just lie. You can lie to the brain. It's just anything to just pipe it down, calm down, and so that you can begin to get wet, that on the get your feet wet on the journey. Sorry, what were you about to say?
I have totally let go of that. But, you know, this, can I just interject on
it? Absolutely.
This all stems from a very critical point in my childhood. My father had died when I was 17. I went to college, and I was scheduled. It said yes to going to Europe. I paid for my college grant scholarship. It was a different time. And I could do my sophomore year in France. And I said yes to this without any consulting anyone. It was an absolutely autonomic internal response. And my mother came for a consult with my advisor, and she was talking about this year abroad. And my mother said, I don't think she's ready to go. And the counselor looked and thought, oh, my gosh, she said, I think she's ready to go. And so I said, I want to go. It was in front of both of them. And we made plans. And at the end, when I was ready to go, my mother said, well, you better do this, this, this. And I looked at her and I said, I don't think I'm going. Mm-hmm. And so I gave her all that power when really it was an issue for her, because she wanted control. She was a person who, at that point, her life was not as expected. My father had died. I was 17, and he was 20 years her senior. And I let her have that power, and that challenging, she would say, of I know you, and you're not ready, is something that's held me back forever. And I've known it, and that's what comes more than even my intellect. That's what stopped me all these years.
That's what stopped you.
Yeah. You want to
put that in the past.
I do.
That's what stopped. No, but that's what stopped you. Even if your brain still believes that you're still doing it, it's important that you not put that in present tense.
Ah, yeah. Thanks.
And actually, I'm going to, can you hold on with me for another break? Because yeah. We'll just get rid of all of that. Because why hold on to it when you're starting and ringing in this new year and starting on this brand new fabulous chapter? So hang with me through the break. When we come back, we're going to ditch all of that you've been holding on to, and doing more readings. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more tarot card readings to do. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call, 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yes!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about readings or an event or a workshop nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com, that's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So, right before the break, we had just finished a reading with Nancy. Nancy, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So, thank you, first of all, for being open and sharing with everyone, although it's just us, and just between us here, and Benny, and talking about the fact that early on in life, your mother, there's a feeling of that you gave away power to her, and I want you to think of it as the fact that she gave you a rock, and you have been carrying that rock in your backpack, and it's been weighing you down for as long as you can remember. Now, it doesn't matter from my perspective, from an energy perspective, it does not matter if that rock was given to you as a way of protecting you, as a way of love, or whether it was done out of jealousy, maliciousness. It doesn't matter whether it was for right or for wrong, you still carried with you this backpack. And so you may want to consider a release exercise just to, for nobody else's purpose other than your own, but just to release the darn backpack so that it frees you up going forward. One of the ways to do that is to find a time you're not going to be disturbed. Take a sheet of paper out and handwrite a letter to her. Dear Mom, I'm so angry that you stopped me from doing this. You made me feel like I wasn't good enough or ready enough to go on that trip. And you just wanted just everything that you have been carrying put it down on paper. Now, this is just going between you and the universe. No one else is going to see it. Nobody else should see it. Even if the person were your best friend that was still, let's just say you got one letter going to your best friend who you see all the time and absolutely adore, but maybe that person said something to you that you're still carrying around, that person doesn't need to know and shouldn't know you're writing this, because even though you're writing and addressing a letter technically to that person, it has nothing to do with that person. This is just for your benefit only. So you want to just put it on paper so it's not no longer being held up in the brain. Everything, all your gripes, and it doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to worry about hurting the feelings, because we're just laying it all out there on a piece of paper. Once you're done, wait no more than a minute or two just to see if anything from the unconscious comes to the surface that's kind of been lurking there. Oh yeah, Mom, I also am really angry that you didn't like the name that I gave to our pet rabbit. Who knows? But if that's coming up, that means it's still weighing you down. It's still there. So when you are done, there should be nothing left that you're holding on to. And at that point, write, however, I choose to live my life with love and joy and strength. And so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward. Now, that is different from forgiveness. I have not talked about forgiveness at all. That's a different matter. That's something if you want to work with a therapist or coach, whatever. I'm just focused on the energy. And so this is just saying, I release this from me. Sign your name. And then immediately, we want to look at this like you have in front of you 1 or 20 or 50,000 pages of toxic poisonous waste. So we don't want to go to the bathroom. You don't want to reread it. You don't want to take a picture of it. You don't want to just check it for grammar. You don't want to go check the oven and then come back to it. You want to dispose of this as quickly as possible. And so immediately burn or shred the letter, noting how your conscious, your analytical brain feels and how your body physically feels as your brain can consciously see that you are actively releasing this weight that you've been carrying with you. Because so often we always casually say the phrase, oh, just let it go, or I'm letting it go, or I've let it go. But my question for my type A control freak brain is, well, how do I know it's actually gone? And so now you can say, I have let this go. I did this. I let it go. And I have released it. See how it feels afterwards. Now, I do have to warn you, have some tissues handy, because writing the letter part can be a little emotional. But then note how the feeling and the weight that's being lifted off your shoulders as you are actively releasing all of that. How does that sound to you?
The fascinating thing I found out, because I loved her, but, you know, our memories are different. And
yeah.
She was a disciplinarian. It was out of care and loving. She was vulnerable. She didn't want to have me in, you know, she wanted me to be stronger. But anyway, this is her way of embracing me. And, you know, our memories were very different. And that's what's been fascinating about our learning, that people may have gone through the same episodes, but their perceptions are different. So at the end of her life, we still couldn't connect because her memory was so different, and I was still feeling like second-guessing my own self-perception of my strengths and weaknesses. And that was one of my sadness in her passing, that we couldn't come to an understanding. We were still at such a different place of she didn't recall certain things, and that's fascinating to me. But this is a great way of not having to... it's just about my holding myself back and letting go of my memories, really. Just shedding them, you know.
And I just want to correct it. Not letting go of your memory, but letting go of the weight that it's blocking. And but I have to also, I do want to just push back on one thing you said, and that is that I totally respect and understand the sadness that you felt by not being able to come to that closure, come to that understanding. We have this, in a sense, we all do. We have that fantasy that we're going to be able to have that positive kind of ending. And the thing is please know that your relationship with her continues. And now, after you go through that release exercise, you have the power to create the relationship that you want with her. Write a letter to her at her birthday. Put it by the window. Light a candle on her birthday. Talk to her. Kind of put energy into something that you have, such as a picture frame, a chair, it doesn't matter what it is, and say, when I do this, I'm putting out a message to her. I'm putting out a message to you. And know that you can now create that relationship and that you are one half of the equation. I don't understand. I haven't seen the org chart of the universe. I don't understand how the whole thing works, but we all know that spirit is all around us. And how do we know this? Just through anecdotal evidence, because scientific proof is shown through by looking at anecdotal evidence. So there's too many stories, not just for me, but from everyone. You create your own relationship now. And so by releasing it, you then hit the reset button, and then you do however you want to communicate with her, go for it.
I was stuck in the memory of my perception at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been fortunate in my life experience to go to other countries to help people and see through people's HIV and other experiences. And so I have been able to be enriched by other people's stories, which has really been wonderful. And it's funny how, despite that and being a caretaker in many respects for other people, emotionally, that one can still have one's own hang-up, and in the moment of having to do personal decision making, it's reflections of these suddenly negative thoughts that can really put up barriers to making positive change. Really caring.
Yeah, and but I dub you normal. Because it's like I love everything you said there, because we all, I got baggage. We all have baggage. I always say, as long as you can put the baggage so that it fits in under the seat back in front of you, it's good. It's when it starts, when you have to start checking extra bags, you got to move the person over next to you to put your bags on there because you've run out of overhead space and the spot under.
Yeah.
That's when we're blocking ourselves. And so, and I also want to validate that your perception is your perception. And that was accurate because that's your perception. That's how you experienced it. However, now, as you're hitting that new chapter of this new year, and as you're going off and you're doing amazing things, which I hope you will come back and tell us about all the amazing things that you do as you let your inner child be your GPS, you are honoring yourself with strength and power. And I am so excited about hearing all the fun things you're doing on this adventure. I hope this has been helpful for you, Nancy.
It's been terrific, and thank you for taking the time. And I've never called into a show, but I felt at this point that I would be very able to listen clearly, and I feel that you've sent me some wonderful readings, and it's in par with where I am in life, and I feel the truth in what you've been saying, and thank you for really helping to move me forward. I feel very good about it.
Thank you so much for everything you just said. Thank you so much. It has been such an honor to do a reading for you. And thank you very much. Thank you for calling. We are going to take our last break. When we come back, No more readings. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
In the clouds, and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me or book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. So, you know, when we were just talking with Nancy about going forth in a new direction, so I thought I wanted just to talk about some tarot cards that sort of support this. And I thought, why not talk about some of those scary looking cards? Now, in past shows, we've talked about the Tower and the Devil and, of course, the Death card. All of them scary looking cards. But when this card that I'm about to talk about comes up, people tend to have a look on their face like, uh-oh, this looks bad. Yet, as there are no bad cards in tarot, we know that it can't be as bad as it looks. I'm talking today about the Ten of Swords. Now, in this card, you see a person dead on the ground. Now, this guy is really, really dead. How do we know this? There are 10 giant swords sticking out of his back, and there is blood on the ground under him. The sky is black and ominous looking, so you can see why people can freak out a little bit when this card comes up. But let's break down this card. First of all, this is so not a literal card. I need to have a little disclaimer on that. I didn't make up the card. As I said, there is a person dead on the ground. It is a finality, a close. Sometimes we often don't want to acknowledge when a chapter is really closed. This can happen with relationships, of course. However, it can also happen with career. I always say that the universe speaks in whispers, pebbles, and boulders. And when this card comes up, we're in the boulder phase. Yet, we tend to hold on as long as possible to the known, as opposed to acknowledging that it's time to go in a new direction. I had a client once who was struggling to get himself heard in his company, and it seemed as if every proverbial door he knocked on would go nowhere. At this point, we can think, oh, I just have to keep knocking. So when we did, and I do this too, by the way, it's like because I always say I'm a type A control freak. So if we've got that closed door, that's just my brain saying, how can I get that door open? So we did a reading for him, and this card came up, the Ten of Swords. So he started to laugh, and because it became clear that the closed doors were a message from the universe to stop knocking and go elsewhere. By finally acknowledging this, a huge weight was taken off of his shoulders, as he could then shift his energy to finding a career that was much more suitable to him. Now, this card can also allude to the approach that one takes. One sword would have closed this chapter. However, there are, not to belabor the point, there are 10 swords plunged into the person. Again, not a literal card. From an energy perspective, which is my whole focus, we can look at this as a signal that the person has tried the same approach over and over again, only hoping for a different result. How often have we attempted to get a point across to family, friends, coworkers, time and again, only to be rebuffed? This is taxing to the mind, body, and spirit. How often have we attempted to get ahead at work using the same approach, only to be passed over? How often have we attempted to find joy through alcohol, drugs, food, and yet been as unhappy as ever? This card, the Ten of Swords, scary as it may look, actually invites us to look at what we have been actively using our peak energy towards, which has only led to stalled movement, and to consider a new tact, a new direction, a new approach. Intuitive interpretation is so key with this card, as it can signify what sounds like two opposite meanings. On the one side, it could mean go somewhere else. But on the other hand, it can mean take a different approach. Please don't get me wrong, in that this does not mean to try to open a closed door for in any different way. So you're going from using just like a butter knife instead of a credit card. Rather, how you interpret this card is very much connected with the surrounding cards and providing you with guidance on using what is in your power to affect change for ultimate joy. Regardless of this interpretation, when this card comes up, considerable energy has already been spent on an external perception or action or lack thereof, which is causing the brain to invest more in engagement. I also like to note that this card itself is pretty bleak. You can't just miss this card as it goes through the spread. It stands out in a big and scary looking way. That in itself is particularly interesting, as it often means that someone is just not getting the message that it is time to shift energies. So the universe sends an unequivocal card, sort of like getting an email in all caps. It definitely can hit a nerve. However, it is also a card of freeing yourself from the taxing weight of trying something over and over again and taking on more and more feelings of sadness, resentment, frustration, or even anger. While it is totally understandable to place energy there, it's just not an effective use of energy. Oh my gosh, I just looked at the clock. The hour's up. Oh, so much more to say. Anyway, next week, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you to one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.